whether it's something that is personal just to us, or whether it's something that is at a macro level and affects the whole world. I mean, we know one of those that's going on right now with the whole COVID thing. Everybody, to some degree, is touched by this. All around the world, there are concerns about all of that. And sometimes we can get so overwhelmed with these kinds of things that go on, we forget to give thanks. Thanks is hard to come by sometimes because maybe it's just us that's personally hurting and no one else can see it. And all we can see is the hurt. We can't see anything else. We just see it. That's it. Thanks is hard to come by. Sometimes thanks is hard to come by because we're comparing ourselves to other people who their life circumstances are better than ours. You know, you find yourself doing that from time to time. So I can't be thankful for where I'm at life right now because look at them. And maybe I'm even trying to live my life in a way that honors you more than they are, and yet look at them. And so we find ourselves in places sometimes where it's hard to give thanks. Maybe it's hard to give thanks sometimes because we find ourselves delving into sin ourselves. Maybe we're not living the way God wants us to live, and it's harder to give thanks. And part of that's because we aren't being controlled by God. We're being controlled by sin. Makes it harder to come by when it comes to giving thanks. Maybe it's harder to give thanks sometimes because we haven't invited God into our lives. We haven't invited Him into our homes. We haven't invited Him into our jobs. We haven't invited Him into our relationships. And so we wonder why it's harder to give thanks to God. You know those people in Lamentations. If you went to the very first verse of the first chapter of Lamentations, you'd see something here. This was a lament that was coming down because, verse 1, chapter 1, how deserted lies the city. People going into exile, and they're lamenting. Where's God? What's going on? He seems so distant. We're not even where we used to be. We've been taken from our homes. Can you imagine the people who are in that kind of a situation, how they'd be feeling at the time? And Lamentations perhaps is a great title for this particular book. Although I don't like the title Lamentations. You know what it makes me want to do? Skip the book. Right? How many times have you wanted to read Lamentations for your daily devotional? Most of Lamentations is what? It's a lament. Wah, 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 wah. Life is tough. We've been dealt a hard hand. Where are you, God? What's going on in all this stuff? But yet we see right smack dab in the middle of Lamentations a reminder that God is here even in the midst of stuff we don't like. God is here in the midst of things we don't even understand. In this lament, they've been taken from their homeland because of the sin of the Jews. You know what? There was a reason why they were taken from the homeland. Because they'd been disobeying God over and over and over again. You read the Old Testament story and it's funny how, you know, human nature hasn't changed. How God blesses them with the promised land and they're in the promised land and they don't like the fact that they don't have a king like other people do. And then they want a king and so God gives them a king. And these kings, some of them are righteous and some of them are not, although none of them are perfect. And they're serving God, then they're not serving God. And then God disciplines them, and then they want God back. And so God says, I'll bless you. And then they go back and forth and back and forth. Isn't that human nature? And eventually God says, look, you're not listening. You want me in the moments that you create your own crises, but when it comes to all the way along and giving thanks to me for everything that I have given you, you seem to not really care a whole lot until you were in crisis, and then you come to me. And I bail you out again. And then you turn away from me. It seems that is the cycle that goes on and on and on. And eventually God says, look, you are going to be exiled from this land I promised you. And here's where the laments start to come in. So you see the context. A context you and I might find ourselves in sometimes in our lives, too. We're lamenting what's going on in our life right now. Nothing that I seem to be doing seems to slip into the place I want it to slip into. And I'm whining and I'm complaining. Where are you, God? God has been there all along. We haven't been doing a very good job of acknowledging Him as He's taking us through life's stuff, whatever it is. Maybe what this Lamentations text is trying to tell us to do in the middle of the lament. Where do I go? Where do I go when life has knocked me down? You see, in the first verse that was shared this morning in Lamentations, as it was shared this morning in verse 19, it says, I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. This person is experiencing all this. But what's he do yet? In the middle of all the terrible things that are going on right now in my life, yet I remember something. I call to mind something. And this thing I call to mind gives me hope. And what it is that is called to mind is this. Because of the Lord's great love, we aren't consumed by all this that's going on. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. You know what? I like that. They're new every morning because you know what? Sometimes I just have a day I wish was erased from my life. You ever had one of those days? I wish this day never happened. You know, you just want that day to be gone, erased, like it never was. We have those days sometimes. And it's so good to look at this and say, but you know, the Lord's compassion and mercy and grace, they're new every morning. Every morning. Start another day, even though yesterday didn't go so well. Start another day and realize that God is here. He's never left you. He's never forsaken you. His compassions never fail. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. We aren't so faithful, but great is your faithfulness, O God. So I say to myself, the Lord's my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. That part is hard. Therefore, I will wait for him because I don't like to wait. Do you like to wait? Are you impatient by nature? How many of you are impatient by nature? A few of you. Some of you, oh, I'm really patient. Yeah, right. Like all of us are impatient by nature. And God says, just wait. Just wait. Just wait. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him. You see, in the middle of this lament is this hope, and we need to zero in on that. And yet there are those all around us, and we find it in the Gospel of John here, all around us when something good is happening, when the Lord is doing something in the midst of all the things that are going on, and that there are people and voices out there that are trying to dampen whatever it is that's going on. So what do you do when others are trying to dampen your thankfulness? See the blind man in the story? He can see now, right? You'd think everybody in the vicinity of this guy would be like, hoo-hoo, hot diggity dog, I can see. He can see. He was blind since birth and now he can see. This is wonderful, isn't it? But no, you got these jerks out there.
Jesus healed on the Sabbath.
I'd like to slap them up sometimes. Maybe I'm the same way too when it comes to something. I don't know. You know? But here they are. This blind man. He's been healed. He can see. He couldn't see before. And they go to the parents. Are you sure this isn't some kind of a setup? Yeah, he was blind from birth. He's blind. Now they're scared now too because, you know, there's been some things going on in the synagogues here and these religious leaders are starting to get a little bit ticked off at Christ followers and all that sort of thing. And it's like, well, we don't want to identify too much with this because just talk to him. Leave us alone. We're his parents, yes, but just talk to him. Don't know what's going on. The blind man, what's he do when he's confronted? He just tells it like it is, doesn't he? I was blind, but now I see. I don't know what you think about this guy who just did what he did for me, but I was blind from birth. I've never seen before, and now I see. I see him differently than some of you do. They're coming back at this guy with, aren't you a sinner? parents the problem? Who is this Jesus that you're talking about? Some people are trying to dampen our thankfulness too, aren't they? Some people are out there when things are going well and they're trying to dampen it. You know, I think what gets dampened sometimes in our lives right now is when we look at the macro things that are going on and we can allow those to dampen our joy. Probably spend too much time watching the news because the news is there trying to create fear and trying to create all these other things in us. Granted, the news serves a useful purpose in keeping us informed as to what's going on. I'm not belittling that at all, or the fact that we ought to be concerned about this virus and all the other things that are going on. But we let it control us. We let it control us. Don't let the outside things dampen your thankfulness. We have much to be thankful for when we sit down, whether you're sitting down with some of your family or whether you're going to be sitting down at a meal and calling some of your family or whatever it might be. We have much to be thankful for. Just like in the lament, in the midst of everything that was going on, this author of Lamentations says, you know what? I remember. I bring to mind that there's a God out there who loves me and watches over me and takes care of me. And we know that very intimately because this God sent His one and only Son to come and do what He did for us. We know very intimately that God really loves us and He's invested in our lives. He invested so much that He invested His Son, who paid the price on Calvary. Folks, we need to remember and be thankful no matter what it is that's going on out there in the world. We need to be thankful. We need to be reminded, like that Lamentations, that God loves me. We need to be reminded, like in Lamentations, that He has compassion. We need to be reminded, as He says in Lamentations, that every day is a new day. And we need to be reminded, just like in Lamentations, that He is faithful. You see, when someone is faithful, that means they'll always be there for us. Not some of the time. Not just in the good times or not just in the dark times, but someone who is faithful is someone who's going to be there all the time for us. He is faithful, even when you and I aren't. And you know what? We aren't. We let God down time and time and time again. He is faithful 100% of the time, even when we're not. Aren't you grateful for that? I am. So we have very much a need to be thankful during this time of year. Even in the circumstances we're in, we have every reason to be thankful in spite of life's circumstances. Remind yourself of that. And when you need a reminder, go back to Lamentations again. Go back there again. And even in the middle of Lamentations, we see that we need to be reminded. There's so much to be thankful for. I'm grateful for all of you. I'm grateful to God through Christ. Let's pray. God, thank You for Your watchful care over us. Thank You that You know each of us by name. If You've known the numbers of hair on our head, then You know every intimate detail of our life. You know when we hurt. You know when we're down. You know when we're scared. You know when we're joy-filled. You know everything. God, help us as we live our lives each and every day to constantly point to You as the one whose compassions are new every morning, the one who is faithful, the one who is invested in our lives through Christ our Lord. And help us to be continually and constantly thankful. We pray this in the precious name of the one who we are so thankful for, Jesus the Lord, Messiah, Redeemer. Amen.